I'm going to read some scripture this morning out of the 11th chapter of the book of Acts. You can look at the 11th chapter of the book of Acts. I'm going to read a couple of verses before we get there. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 11th chapter, book of Acts. Quite frankly, I don't know where to start. I'm not going to read all of it, I don't think. We'll start about the 19th verse. We'll read the remainder of the chapter. I'm glad he's good. And he is. He is. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. There stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now you pray. I don't know altogether what we'll do, if we'll do anything. One sense of the way, I feel too good to preach, but we would like to. Lord, help us. I'm going to read you some definitions of some words. All. Holy. Entirely. Didn't realize this, but it's used as an adjective and it's also used as an adverb. All. Holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y. Holy. Complete. Entirely. In other words, it's all. All. It's not hard to understand some words, meanings. By the way, these definitions are what Webster says in his dictionary. And Webster Dictionary has been around a long time. All. Repent. Feel regret or remorse. To resolve or reform morally. Webster Dictionary. Christian. Relating to or derived from Jesus or his teaching. Webster Dictionary. Definition. All. Repent. Christian. Who is Christ? Webster says it's the Messiah. Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know. I've got a something that I've got to work on. I can't help it sometimes. But I just feel good. I'm going to talk to us, Lord help me, about these three words. I may not. Strong's exhausted concordance don't even list the word all. Why would you? Everybody knows what all means, don't they? All, A-double-L, all. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thine heart, all thy mind, and all thy strength. Deuteronomy. That's not out of the New Testament. Deuteronomy. Did you know that the commandments that Moses gave unto the children of Israel, he said that they did not have them commandments before then? Think about it. Repent. You get into the Greek word and the Hebrew word of repentance, and it gets a little deeper than what Webster says. And I may the Lord help me this morning. I'd like to get into the depths of these words. Preacher, that ain't nothing to preach on. It's all I've got. It's all I've got. Christian, where in the world? Webster says a derivative. It derived from Jesus and or his teachings. Christian. They were called Christians what? First at Antioch. Is that not right? That's what the scripture teaches. You go back into the book of Acts and you'll find from the day of Pentecost until the 11th chapter, you'll find that Cornelius was preached to. You'll find that Philip preached unto the Ethiopian eunuch. You'll find that Peter raised Tabitha. And you'll find that God dealt with Saul, which became Paul, prior to the 11th chapter. Ananias didn't realize who Saul really was until God said, he is a chosen vessel. I've chose him. Brethren, he made havoc of the church. And Ananias knowed that. But brethren, God got a hold of him. Made a Christian out of him. We use words today. We've changed the definition. We've changed the definition of repentance. Truly repentance. We get the natural remorsement about it, but we don't get any deeper. Oh, my friend, when it says all, thank God it means all today. Does he not? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. You cannot get all out of part of your life. Can't do it. Takes it all. Christian, we have twisted the definition of Christian in so much that, brethren, we don't know what a Christian really is. It's not our word. It's what God's word teaches. I'm a Christian. You hear it all the time. We think somebody that's got a good heart about them's a Christian. Don't work. Don't work. Brethren, I want you to know that Saul had a good heart, but brethren, it took Christ to get it out of him. Did it not? He had made havoc of the church. After Stephen's death, my friend, Saul went to work, folks. Bible said he got letters going to Damascus. Brethren, I want you to know God knows exactly where he is at. He knowed where he is headed. He knowed what he is going to do. Yes, he did. I can't help this morning. My friend, we have absolutely twisted the definition of these words. You don't have to give it all to the Lord. How many of you think that? You don't have to give it all to the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. All to Jesus, I surrender. I surrender all. Brethren, if you ever get saved, you'll give all unto him. Yes, you will. I'm going to be quite frank with you. Brethren, how many of us this morning would, brethren, would show up and be able to be identified as a Christian, my friend? We're living in a changed world. We're living in a changed time. Folks, the words don't change. Definition don't change. Why is it that Webster can say that it's derived from Jesus when we've changed the word? Do you know why they called them Christians? Because they were Christ-like. Christ-like. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. How was it that Moses wrote unto the children of Israel, and he said, you love the Lord your God with all your heart. All your heart. All your mind, all your strength. How can he say such a thing? Because it takes all. Still does. Folks, can't get there halfway. Can't get there part way. I'm going to tell you something else. You cannot be a part-time Christian. Amen. Can't do it. Amen. The definition don't fit, folks, what we say a Christian is. Preacher, you ain't got no forgiveness in your bones. I got news for you. Had I not been forgave of my sins, brethren, I'd still be a sinner, lost and undone without him. But they something. I take this to heart, folks. I don't know about you. But brethren, Saul, after the day on the road to Damascus, when Ananias got finished with him, thank God he started preaching the word. He done the very thing he sent out to put people in prison for. Did he not? Why would he do something like that? Something happened. Something happened. Brethren, I don't care whether you believe it or not, but if there ain't been a change in your life, you're not one of his. It's pure and simple. You cannot straddle the fence. Can't do it. Preacher, I'm a Christian, but I like running around with all my friends. I got news for you. I got news for you. You and your friends both are going to perish. Like me, dislike me. Brethren, you cannot ride both horses today. Why? Why in the world did God tell Philip to go down to Gaza? Philip was over there and the Lord was adding to the church. And the Spirit of the Lord talked to him. He said, you go down to Gaza, the desert. It's exactly what it was, desert place. You go down there. Well, what in the world's down in Gaza? They wasn't but one eunuch. Preacher, you got to be kidding me. They wasn't but one eunuch that God sent Philip to talk to. He got down there in the desert. You know the scripture. Found a man on a chariot. A reading. Of all things, he is reading. Reading the book of Isaiah. Wanted to know who in the world the writer was talking about. That's what's on the eunuch's mind. I can't help it. Brethren, he is in charge of Candace, the queen's. All her goods, my friend, had been up to Jerusalem to take care of business for the queen. And brethren, I'm going to say this, Bruce. He heard something that got his attention. And on the way back home, he steadied that old chariot, stopped it, and started reading. Oh, started reading. It intrigued him. Preacher, you've got to get into 2026. I want you to know something. All still means all. Repent. Still means repent. Amen. The proper definition is to turn from. To turn from. Can I tell you something? Brethren, in my own life, brethren, I had to turn from some things. With the help of the Lord. But I had to do some turning. I did. Look at me. I did. You did. God gives you the ability. He gave you the spirit. But brethren, you still had to turn. What's wrong with most of us? We don't want to turn. For the most part, why, preacher, I go to church every Sunday. I go to church every time the doors is open. Did you know you can go to church every time the doors is open and split hell wide open? Amen. Don't make you a Christian. Oh, it does. No, it don't. It makes you a churchgoer. Glory. Glory. I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand, but I'm going to say this. You say, preacher, you believe these people here this morning don't want to be here.
Amen.
Ain't got a desire to be here. Rather be somewhere else. You tell me if I'm wrong. Preacher, I just got too many things to do. You're going to have to learn how to set them things aside. Do you know that? You're going to have to learn. Why, preacher, the Lord ain't helping me. He is. He's give you the ability. He's give you the opportunity. Brethren, the decision is yours this morning. Yes, sir. Wonder why it is that we feel it necessary to continue on with an invitation sometimes. Wonder why it is, my friend, that we feel the tug that God's tugging on somebody's heart, and we'd like to give them that opportunity. Preacher, I'll get right when I want to. You'll not do it.
Amen.
It won't happen. The truth of it is, it's probably going to happen in the worst place you can think. Yes, sir? I don't mind the Lord deal with me. I just want Him to deal with me at home when there ain't nobody around. God help you. God help you. I'm going to say this. I'm a preacher. I hope He deals with you at home. But the real thing I hope is that you'll do something about it.
Amen.
That you accept Him. Receive it. Preacher, I don't want to be a Christian. He ain't never going to make you be one.
Amen.
Never. You'll always have that opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
Not to. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I ain't altogether talking to the young folks this morning.
Amen.
You hear me? There's a lot of us old heads got our mind made up. Do you know that? Our mind made up. Have I ever been to the house of God when I didn't want to go? Y'all say that?
Yeah, bless Him, Lord.
Preacher, shame on you. Why is that?
Yeah.
Might have been. Do you know what I did? Went anyway. I guarantee you can talk to my two girls, and I can tell you they've been many a time. They didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Old David Baker said he had a drug problem.
Yeah.
Said his parents drug him to church. Glory to God, what a problem.
Yeah.
Preacher, I've been in church all my life. I just get so tired. You don't think God knows that? Can I tell you something? Don't you think God can overcome a little tiredness?
Yeah.
Huh? Some of you, my friend, needs to wake up and get on the right page.
Bless Him, Lord.
I know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, either you are or you are not. There's no halfway. None. There's no part-time Christians. God don't hire part-time workers. Preacher, he does. No, he don't. Let me ask you a question. I've preached this before, but what I'm fixing to say. You better hope the Lord comes back on Sunday morning, because he ain't going to know where to find you. Yeah. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. I've said it before. We got no Sunday night help. We got no Wednesday night help. You say, preacher, I don't know why in the world they have it on Sunday night and Wednesday night. I got news for you. You're part of this church. If you're a member of this church, my friend, you're under that covenant, and it's your duty to be here.
Amen.
Whether you like it or dislike it. There's an obligation. They ought to be some kind of responsibility laid on your heart, brethren, to be here today. I've told you many a time, and I'm thankful. I can't help it this morning. You can stone me. You can go get your bags ready, my friend, and stone me when I walk out the door. Brethren, I'm still going to preach you what God's Word teaches. You read the book. You read after the days of Pentecost and see if they didn't meet together from house to house continually. They didn't wait till the Sabbath day. Preacher, there ain't no way in this world I'm going to church every day. Lord ain't asked you to. He knows you. He knows your obligation. He's made it, my friend. You say, preacher, I just pray. People talk to me all the time. They'd say, I just hope that the Lord will give me a job with a bunch of Christians. Well, the truth of it is, you need to be out there with a bunch of sinners. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. When God saved me, my friend, he didn't take me out of the world. I lived in the same world I'd always lived in. I lived amongst the same people that I'd always lived amongst. And he put something in that heart of mine. Yes, he did. He put something in that heart of mine. Brethren, it don't make no difference whether mama's right, whether daddy's wrong. My friend, it doesn't matter. It comes down to the individual. And brethren, you're required of your soul. What did he tell that man? He said, thou fool, this night is thy soul required of thee? Yeah. And he said, then whose shall those things be? Think about it. When you leave this world, Bruce, it ain't gonna matter what you own or what you don't own. It don't matter if you don't got a dime. It don't matter if you got a billion of them. Do you know that? When he comes for the soul, brethren, it's the soul that's got to have the blood applied to it. Have we changed the word all? And somebody forgot to tell me. Have we? Listen, I'm not up to snuff on all this new found stuff. I'll just be honest with you. I don't live in the day like a lot of you live in today. I'm not attached to any electronic device. No, sir. I've got a phone. I know how to text. I know how to email. I know how to guide myself through. Yes, I do. A lot of good things on there. I drive cars and deliver them wherever. Ain't never been places in my life and I depend on that thing. I put that address in and I depend that when I leave Robert that I'm headed to this destination. Never seen it, never been there, wouldn't know how to get there. I depend on it. But I got news for you. My hope ain't in that phone. No, it ain't. Computers, little computers, what it is. Is that not right? I don't run around taking big selfies, posting them on what you call it. It's not me, Robert. Lord help me. Thank God if I live another 20 years, it won't be me. You hear me? You say, preacher, you one of them old horse and buggy guys that ain't never going to get out of the horse and buggy days. I want you to know that God is pleased with me just like I am. Amen. Amen. He ain't expecting me, thank God, to get programmed in 2026. Listen to me. Listen. I'm going to preach you the truth. If you ever get saved, my friend, it won't be through that phone. It won't be through no computer. The words you read might come through it, but it ain't through that device. I understand progress. I understand change. Don't like it, but I understand it. What I'm trying to get around to you this morning is these three words. And these three words, folks, there is no substitute for them. No. No. The best thing in this world is that somebody else calls you a Christian. Best thing. Worst thing in this world is for you to run around with a big sign saying, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. Most of the time, I hate to say it, but most of the time, been my experience, people that have to tell you who they are, they ain't nothing to them.
Amen.
Can't help it, Bruce. Can't help it. That's been my experience. Them that'll come in, my friend, I had a man heart him. Him, two of his buddies.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, he knowed I was a preacher. He said, you don't care that I read my Bible, do you? I said, we got two 10-minute breaks and a 30-minute lunch. I said, read all you want. I said, don't let me catch you reading on the job.
Yep.
preacher. You a preacher.
I sure am.
Yeah.
And the man that hired me, my friend, expected something out of me. And I hired him, and I expected something out of him. Yes, sir. He didn't like that.
Yeah.
He didn't like that. But he worked for me for a little while. I ain't going to tell you. I don't have to tell you. About a year later, he left, him and his buddies. I never did see them. I back down at Stoner's for the second time. I got up to preach one Sunday morning. He was sitting right back in on the back bench. He come that way for one reason. He said, I owe you an acknowledgement. I didn't ask him for it. He said, I'm ashamed of myself for how I was when I worked for you. Yeah. I said, brother, God's a forgiving God.
Yeah,
he said, I know that's the reason I'm here today. Glory to God, forgiveness still works, folks.
Amen.
It does. You know what God expects out of me, Steve? He expects me to love Him. It's expected. You a preacher. Doesn't matter. You know what He expected out of me when He saved me? He expected me to love Him. With what? What? I done forgot. Oh. All my heart, all my soul, all my strength, my friend, belong to Him, Steve. All of you knows what that is. Repentance. We don't like it. We don't like for the preacher to preach repentance. Can I tell you something? When John the Baptist came preaching, what did he preach? Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what he preached. About 6 months later, here come a man by the name of Jesus. You know what Jesus preached? Preached. Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, I believe I'd be safe in saying this. You'll never get in touch with God without repentance.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? After you've been saved, there's room for repentance.
Amen.
Yes, they are.
Amen.
I ain't saying you got to live in this altar, but I'll tell you something. If you need to repent, best place for you. Best place for you. Preacher, I can repent at home. You can. I ain't going to tell you you can't. You can. But I'll say this. He going to have to be dealing with you.
Yeah.
Or it won't work. What happened to the man that received one talent? God give him a talent. Bible says that he give them according to every man's several ability. And he give one. He took that one and dug in the ground and hid it. Laid it up in a napkin. He did not use it. I'm going to say this. That could be opportunity. You think about it. That could be opportunity. Preacher, he ain't give me nothing to do. He'd give you an opportunity. What are you going to do with it? Listen. Christian has the definition changed. Not a bit. Not a bit. Even Webster Dictionary, my friend, recognizes and acknowledges that the definition of a Christian derives from Jesus. Or his teachings. I'm going to ask them to get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message. I could go on and on this morning, but what I want you to really see, them definitions hadn't changed. All, A-double-L, all. Do you know what got Sapphira and Ananias in trouble? They didn't give all. They said they give all, but they didn't give all. They held back part. Is that not right? They held back part. Preacher, I just, for the life of me, I just can't afford to give the Lord anything. I want you to know something. You can't afford not to.
Lord.
Preacher, y'all got this fancy building here and everything, and I want you to know it's got upkeep. If you know anything about that church covenant, it says to regularly support and aid. Support. You know what support means? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You build your house on the sand, it ain't going to make it. It ain't going to make it. I've said hundreds and hundreds of times. We think a lot of times that they, and they do for a certain part. They build them down around in the oceans, out around the ocean, what have you. And they put them on great big old posts, stilts, beams, whatever. Them beams and supports is not just sitting on top of the ground. I was pastor here and they was fixing the bridge on 75 across 225. And they was taking them big old long metal I-beams. And they was tall. I'd say 40 foot or better. Tall. And they had a big old crane over there that had a jackhammer on it. And they was pounding them things. Pounding them things. And when they got finished with them, they was about 8 to 10 foot tall. That's all you could see. What does that mean, preacher? That means 30 foot in the ground. It's exactly what it means. Why would they do something like that? Well, you go down there right now, it's usable. Is it not? Stationary. You can go over there and you can run across it and you won't feel that thing give or sink or nothing. Just smooth Why is that, preacher? It ain't because of what you see.
Amen.
It's because of what you don't see. That's in the ground, the support. You hear me? Folks don't make it in the house of God because, not because they're not good people, but because they have no foundation under them. I know what I'm talking about. Preacher, my family helped build this church. My family helped establish this church. That ain't what I'm talking about. That's good. Somebody did. And a lot of you know them. A lot of you know, and I even knew a lot of them that started Mountain View Baptist Church. Yes, sir. And that's not a bad thing. But brethren, that's not my foundation. That's not your foundation. I can tell you for a fact, because I've talked to people that was there when the church was established. Stoner Chapel Baptist Church down yonder in the Darrisville, Georgia, was a schoolhouse. They used it for school, and they had some preachers around there that went to the courthouse and went to the people that owned the building and asked them, could they use it on Sunday? Wasn't being used. Had to be sure that it was legal. Had to be sure that everybody was in agreement. And they started Sunday school in the schoolhouse on Sunday. You go down there and look at her now. Huh? They've got their own building. Yes, sir. Established. Yes, sir. Got a foundation. You hear me? And I'm going to tell you something. Just because I'm a member of Stoner Chapel Baptist Church, it don't mean that I'm going to make it to heaven. Even though they've got a good foundation, even though they've got some goods about them, my friend, that's not the reason that I'm going to make it to heaven. One reason. And one reason only. We just celebrated His resurrection. But I'm going to heaven because the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has been applied. You say, preacher, I've been saved, and I just don't go for all this meeting all the time. Y'all have too much meetings. Y'all have this and y'all have that. Let me tell you what you're doing with that time. Can I tell you what you're doing with the rest of your time? You're in the world. You're in the world. You're doing things of the world, or you're doing things that will help yourself. Am I not telling you the truth? I live in this world just like you live in this world. But I find myself obligated. Preacher, do you make every service? Don't make all of them. Some of them I'm not able to get here. You know what the Lord thinks about that? Well, I can tell you what the Lord thinks about that. He wants me here just as much as I want to be here. And can I repeat that? Just as much as I want to be here. All still means all. Repent still means repent. And Christian, when it comes to the Lord, still means Christian. Can I really tell you? The word Christian really means that you belong to Him. All of you. All of you. I ain't never seen anybody yet he halfway saved. Preacher, I've known people, and I have known people that they just couldn't get their act together. Not many of them will admit it, but I've had a few that admitted the fact, my friend, that they just couldn't get it all together. Had nothing to do with the fact that God would forgive them. They know that. Do you know what it had to do with? They wasn't willing to give all. Moses wrote to the children of Israel back in the days of Deuteronomy, thousands of years ago. Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. All. In the New Testament, there's a commandment. There's two. Preacher, what about the 10? The 10's in these two. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. And the second is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangeth the law and the commandments. Let us stand.